Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizer-Beach said when persons with COVID-19 are asymptomatic, there is no way of determining whether or not they've contracted a virus. She said Vincentians should therefore continue to wear their masks in public spaces as COVID-19 continues to spread.
COVID is spread when persons are in close contact with each other, when people speak, and when they cough, when they have stuff on their hands. So the best way to prevent the spread of COVID is to reduce the likelihood of getting in the range of somebody's cough or breath or touch. So places where that is most likely to happen would be in an enclosed site, like in a van, say, that is jam-packed, in a nightclub, in some place where you don't have your mask on, so you're eating and drinking. So we're urging persons in the public transportation, in the vehicles, please wear your mask. If everyone in that vehicle wears their mask, it's much less likely that anyone in that vehicle would be infected in case one person was there and they were infected. Remember, the majority of persons are not going to have symptoms. So you can't say, oh, well, nobody in the van was coughing or nobody looked sick. You won't know. So the best thing you can do is to wear your mask.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizer-Beach. Regionally, the Ministry of Health in Jamaica is reporting that COVID-19 hospitalizations in that country have increased to 120. In its latest update, it reported that the patient load had increased by 13, 4 people are severely ill, and 3 are in critical condition. At the same time, 131 COVID-19 cases were confirmed on Tuesday from 1,782 samples. This resulted in a positivity rate of 28.3%. 4 more deaths from COVID-19 have been confirmed, increasing Jamaica's death toll to 3,042. 4 more deaths have been investigated by the Health Ministry. And internationally, U.S. President Joe Biden says North Korea has not responded to a U.S. offer of COVID-19 vaccines as the country battles its first acknowledged outbreak. According to the country's state media, nearly 2.5 million people have been sickened by a fever in North Korea, and it is under a nationwide lockdown. North Korea is thought to be particularly vulnerable because it has little testing or vaccine supply. That's it for today's COVID-19 update. I'm Colvin Harry.